for you have refused to see me, my dear. You'd rather I'd be all alone. Still I can't forget the kisses we knew and the days when I called you my own. Beautifully, I'm sorry we met. It's hard to forget.
What a fitting song to start out the show today.
A sad man.
I'm sorry we met.
So angry today. So angry lately, really.
Lately. When was the last time I was angry? What have I been angry about lately?
I've been
full of joy of late.
Anger was the wrong term, but on the sports show when I noted you didn't respect me, you cricked me and said you in fact hate me. Which, now, there was joy when you said this, but it's an angry statement nonetheless.
Oh, it was filled with angry joy.
That doesn't make sense.
That does bring me to something, though, today, Vince. I have somewhat of a bone to pick with you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I do this occasionally.
Is this something I've recently done or something I've been doing and it's piled up and you're going to Vince's
No, just
feet?
something that I read, actually, today.
Uh-oh.
Yes. So, anyway, everybody, Vinny does a tape review every month. Every week.
Sadly, every week.
Vinny's required to watch, get this, 1 hour a week and write a review. Let me just read the first line of your tape review, Vinny.
I was in a bad mood.
Jesus Christ, I don't feel like doing this week. Fucking tape review. What bullshit?
Right.
Okay, now. I remember the days, Vinny, where there was like deadline at Fishing and Hunting News.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like up all night and all day. And you
pulled an all-nighter. Yes.
Pulled an all-nighter and you worked your ass off. And even though, as today, I hated you back then, I at least had a mild bit of sympathy for you. I can understand the man's overworked. Must suck to have this tape review added onto the pile of work that this man has to do. Vince, you are unemployed.
You've got me there.
What in your week... What are you doing during the day that has caused this 1 hour tape review to have caused you to flip your lid? I actually left that line in here and I added editor's note. Vince is currently unemployed. I wanted this for posterity's sake.
Well, I'm certainly less busy than I was a month ago or 2 months ago when I had a job. God, it's been like 3 months. Anyway, what I do during my day,
can't
Brian,
even
is
remember the last time you worked
for the football website I work for. I'm doing a few hours per day working for their stuff. I do a few hours a day, 4 or 5 days a week for this site. And this came on the weekend, was also my birthday, where I had several hours I had to hang out with my mom, and then another few hours I had to hang out with my dad. And it was just, due to my own poor planning, I could have done this like on a Wednesday or Thursday, and I think would have been fine. But I didn't think about it until like Friday. I was busy all day Friday, and then Saturday I was busy all day, and Sunday I was just busy all day. And I had to go home and do this after we had watched TNA and done the show, and then gone home and had to do it then.
So you at least acknowledge this is your fault.
It is my fault because
it was
my
on me as an editor at the last minute piling work upon you.
No, it's not like you called me and said you must do this. It's not like I had no notice. I blame several things. Here's whose fault it is. It's my parents' fault for having me born in October. I'm busy in the fall. I want my birthday to be in like June when nothing's going on.
I'm busy in the fall.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing nowadays, Vince? This is actually just like a serious question. Because, I mean, I'm trying to think what I would do if I didn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And what would be filling my time?
The answer is actually nothing. I wake up every day and I make sure that the work I did for the football site for footballoutsiders.com, may as well plug it. I make sure the work I'd done the night before I'd actually done correctly, because occasionally there will be an error and I want to make sure I have that done right. If that is done right, I occasionally look for work. Not often, I won't lie. I do my job searching activities on Friday, and that sadly is largely almost a full day thing. This week, for example, I have not one, but two separate football games to chart, where I open an Excel spreadsheet, and I watch the game, and play-by-play, I note how many pass rushes there were, how many blockers there were, who the defender was, that sort of thing. There's a couple of hours, it's about an hour a day. Then at night, there's more stuff to edit. an hour or two doing stuff like that. And then there's the responsibilities I have for this site, wherein I my Monday, today, I watched SmackDown, and then I watched Raw, and then I came over here. And then tomorrow, I have a column to write. I'm working for 2 to 3 hours on my, for my column for the Scramble for the Ball column for Football Outsiders. Wednesday, I will watch Ultimate Fighter and ECW, have more game charting. Thursday, I will watch Impact and then do a show here. Fridays are largely clear. This Friday was unique because it was my birthday and I had to go hang out with my mom.
I thought that was Saturday.
Saturday, I hung out with my dad.
Oh.
Welcome to the world of divorce parents.
Oh, Christ. I just wanted everyone to know when they read the news earlier this week that this was not my fault that Vince blew a gasket doing the tape-review. This was perhaps his own poor planning.
I would like to not do it anymore. I've watched enough wrestling. If the day ever comes...
It's an hour a week.
If the day ever comes when you say,
okay, Vinny,
we have no more room for
the
tape-review, I'll be saying, that's fine.
Let's look at it this way. Let's look at the fair trade-off of me taking an hour out of my week, which is in fact busier than your week,
sure,
to produce your sports show.
Well, that's true.
Of which I get no money, by the way.
Well, so far neither do I.
Well, still, it's out of the kindness of my heart that the Vinny V Sports Show is alive. So I'm sure that you can continue to do a one-hour tape-review every week. And write a quick column.
I will just state this. If the day comes when you, Brian, say there is no more room in the newsletter for this, I will say that's fine. Is that a fair thing to say?
So will most of the readers. But that's just the way that things work around here.
Fine.
Things have just got to be done the way they've always been done.
We fear change.
Now listen, we're going to do the show today. We're going to talk Raw and SmackDown. And then in the latter half of the show, we'll do some shout-outs and we'll take some calls. Not going to take calls throughout the show. Too much of a, it's a hassle. But the last half of the show, that will be fine. Besides, I want to get through these shows. Someone noted, a couple of people have noted that taking calls in the middle of reviews, kills the momentum. I'm not sure what momentum there is in recapping Raw on a radio show. But apparently this just drives people crazy. And, calls in the middle of the TV reviews, maybe not working out so well, but we'll see.
You know, the only flaw...
We'll keep it to just the latter half of the show. That's a good compromise.
I do think we have a tendency to get bogged down in the calls, and the shows end up going on forever.
I never do.
I do.
Less patently obvious.
Yes.
And you in the callers you get, Vince. Whew. Fat Joe left Atlantic.
He did. It's true.
It is true.
Actually, I don't even know that. He may have lied.
I think he really left it. Anyway, we've also got some, got the drop board back here. So there's lots of fun and games that we could have on this particular show today. A lot of different, you know, some drops you've never heard before, such as, this one right here.
Is she really going out with him?
Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Betty, is that...
Mike Tenay!
The nexus of humanity.
Yes, we see. That's when I fell for leader of...
To the back!
You know, you're the professor of pro wrestling. You're an idiot.
Picking up the bucks like a dancer in a club.
I am woman, hear me roar.
So tough to watch. To the back. Ah! Ah!
Mike Tenay was born in 1956, everybody. Born.
Wow.
Yeah. In the first decade of his life, that song came out. So really, in high school, that may have been the life of Mike Tenay. Bebopping around at the sock hop. I don't know.
I thought you meant like died in a motorcycle wreck.
Well, that could have been his high school as well. I don't know. All right. Raw. I don't even... This is why I stall for time on this show sometimes. I don't want to talk about Raw, really, because it was boring.
They were two... Raw and SmackDown, I thought, were two very uninspiring shows. They were not horrible. They were not great. They were nothing...
Raw was horrible.
All right.
What was good about Raw?
I laughed at the Johnny Knoxville segment.
Anything else?
Nothing's coming to mind.
This show sucked. The Johnny Knoxville segment sucked. And when you have a Raw where Shawn Michaels is a bad match.
That I noted.
Jesus.
I was even that I got, it was so historic that I could not consider it bad. I knew it was boring. And then it suddenly occurred to me, for the first time, I think literally in my life, I was fast-forwarding through a Shawn Michaels match.
You fast-forwarded through this match?
And when I realized that, I thought, no, this can't be true. I have to go back and watch all this. So I went back and watched the whole thing over again in real time, in real speed. And yes, it really was that bad.
This was a bad match, everybody. I don't know if Shawn Michaels had some issues. I don't know if he's just hurting really bad. But the defining moment to me was in the middle of this boring fucking match. Shawn Michaels got sent into the corner and he lifted his boot up for, or he was supposed to lift his boot, yes, up for Batista to run into it, and he forgot.
Shawn Michaels blew a spot.
Shawn Michaels. This was not Big Dave's fault. This was Shawn Michaels' fault. I don't know what happened. Thumbs down. Thumbs down to that segment and thumbs down to the whole show.
And really, that segment, that match was went forever, too.
So that was the only thing I remember about this show, and in 100 years I'll remember.
If you thumbs down to that match, that's just thumbs down to like three segments in a row. Because it took forever.
Jericho and Adam Lee having an argument, and Adam Lee said, you're going to wrestle tonight, Batista will choose your opponent, but you'll get to choose his as well. Jericho said he was going to tell on him and call Shane and Steph, and Adam Lee said, go ahead, their phones are off during Raw. So yes, they turned their phones off during Raw, but they also scheduled meetings during Raw. So I don't know what the story is here.
Well, you wouldn't want a phone call to interrupt a meeting. If you're having a meeting during Raw, it's clearly a very important meeting. You don't want...
Sure, you're doing business.
Yeah.
So shouldn't you have your phones on in case other business occurs?
Well, no, because you don't want your friends to call you while you're discussing business.
What if something happened during Raw?
Like?
Somebody got hurt.
Would it be something that Shane would need to know immediately as he's having his 9 p.m. East Coast meeting?
There was no meeting tonight, Vince. He said they always turn their phone off during Raw.
You don't know there was no meeting. There was no meeting with Adam Lee. He could have had a meeting with any of a million people.
He said
people.
That they turn their phone off during Raw.
Right, when they're having meetings.
No, he just said they turn their phone off during Raw.
I'm just filling in the blanks, though.
Stop filling in blanks. I'm telling you what they said. That's why this is retarded. Don't make you go back and watch the segment again, Vinny.
Okay.
I could very well do that.
I don't want to do that.
So... anyway, they plugged Cyber Sunday. He said he was going to go... he went to the ring to alert Shane and Steph. So apparently they watch Raw, at least. Although we don't know that for certain.
There was a flaw in my logic. I was waiting for you to point it out.
I filled in the blanks there, though. He merely assumed they were watching Raw. We don't know this. Shouldn't they be at the show? This is a pointless argument.
This is a pointless show.
Anyway, he talked for a while and said the stipulations were BS. Sean came out, and long story short, he said, vote for me. He said I was going to have you ask you to vote for me, but then he essentially did by saying, I'll make sure Jericho loses.
He outright said he's going to screw Chris Jericho if he's the ref.
And that's it.
Then he beat him up.
Yep.
Yes. I told you it was an uninspiring Raw. This did not make me want to buy the pay-per-view. Did not make me think how stupid. It opened the show and killed 15 minutes of time.
Ray and Matt Hardy. Oh, and then Jericho said that Shawn would be Batista's opponent. Ray and Matt Hardy against Mark Henry and Kane. Rematch from last week. I completely forgot about this match until I read the recap. Some stuff happened. Kane pinned Ray. And is now Ray and Kane at the pay-per-view. Falls count anywhere. No holds barred or best of three falls. Take your pick.
That's my favorite stip of all. Best two out of three falls, because what the outside of matches where guys can hit each other with weapons or guys can brawl to the back and use whatever they find there, the third option is a true test of who's the best athletic competitor. Best two out of three falls, so there's no fluke winner.
No mask,
no fire.
Then we had Batista doing a promo and said the Shawn deal was a mind game by Jericho. Respected Shawn as a competitor, but if he tried to take him out, he'd beat him up. Yip-dee. Then JBL came out and cut a promo about the economy. Talked about how he was a real American, which cued Hulk Hogan's music. Haas Hogan. This was the only good thing on the show. Haas did some... he sold for a while. He hulked up. He did the big boot. He missed a leg drop of doom. He got killed with a clothesline. That was the entire segment. Thumbs up.
It was, in fact, exactly what it needed to be. The highlight of this actually was when the limo came out, the limo came out and parked, and the driver got out, and as he stepped out of the car, for just a second, he looked right into the camera and froze. Just froze. Then he slammed the door, and he went to go open JBL's door, only he had parked the car so close to the barricade that he could barely get the door open. And JBL had to squeeze out and then cut an angry tirade on this man, and probably fired him immediately. And then they came out and they did the Hulk Hogan deal, and JBL was awesome here, as it just acting like this was completely beneath him and not funny in any way, and then finally just killing young Mr. Haas with his clothesline.
Why couldn't they let JBL out the other side?
I don't know.
Just fill in the blanks. And we had Todd outside with Johnny Knoxville, who said he wanted to see the midgets. Midgets. Now that John Cena video package, he's Superman. Orton cut a promo and said, "Don't vote for me. I don't want to get hurt. And I want to beat the winner. And I'm going to be the champion."
My favorite part here was that they just had the John Cena video, which it amused me that of all people, you could tell that JBL really likes John Cena, which that I just found that fascinating. And then Orton comes out and he says, "Well, what? No kind words for me? After all, I broke my collarbone against Triple H and I finished the match." Which is his exact words.
No, he didn't.
Which is...
Lie.
Unless the finish, the planned finish was to fall up to the floor and then get hit with a sledgehammer and get counted out. That's what happened. But yes, it made me laugh. And then he begged fans not to vote for him.
This review that we are doing is actually more exciting than Raw. Raw was even more boring than this review. Let's spice it up with something here real quick.
Mr. Luger, I saw what just happened
Excellent
out there
choice.
With Ron Killens. I just want to ask you, I mean, what are your plans for the next show of Super Brawl Saturday? I mean, are you going to take care of Ron Killens?
What kind of disgusting, despicable lack of respect is that Billy What's-His-Name show booking a match for the total package Lex Luger and Super Brawl? Super Saturday? What is it? I don't even know what it's called. What is it called?
Super Brawl Saturday.
Super Brawl Saturday? Can he afford to pay me to wrestle Ron? I don't know. I'm one of the biggest legends and stars ever in this. God! And your t-shirts are too tight too, Billy! And you book a match with me against Ron Killings? Look at me! I'm a total package. I will rip him apart. I'm pissed now.
I don't think I'd...
That sounds like a promo you'd cut.
In many ways. I would mumble more.
That's true. Oh, that made me feel better. Oh, no.
And now for the downer.
Shawn Michaels against Batista in a lumberjack match.
Yes, this is part of the reason it was boring, was because Jericho announced it was a lumberjack match. Of course, all the lumberjacks were heels.
No. Hostile WWE Superstars is what they were called.
I beg your pardon. Hostile WWE Superstars.
You can't call them heels.
Or not even bad guys, or even Jericho's friends. No. Hostile WWE Superstars. So that, of course, eliminated a lot of what Shawn and Dave could do, because couldn't leave the ring all of a sudden, and so they were forced to resort to mat wrestling. And there you go. That's part of it.
No, that's not the problem, Vince. The problem was that Shawn was just horrible. You're telling me Shawn Michaels can't have a good match with somebody without going outside? I guarantee you're wrong.
I probably am.
I guarantee you're incorrect.
I may be looking for excuses for Shawn here.
He was horrible. Yeah. That's my excuse. Shawn Michaels was horrible, and I'm the biggest Shawn Michaels fan on the earth. I'll tell you right now, the man sucked tonight.
He did put on a figure four in the first minute so he could lay there for a while. Then later, Dave applied a body scissors so they could lay there for a while. And...
There were hostile WWE superstars outside.
There were some hostile fans as well, who kind of realized this was bad. And
me!
And I
became very hostile towards
you
this
You
were
match. A hostile WWE reviewer. And yes, and of course it was two babyfaces in there, so no one really booed or cheered passionately. And
everybody out there was just a dork.
Yes.
In fact, they threw out Randy Orton out there, who was like, "Boy, why the fuck would I want to be out here with these geeks?" And it just sucked. Then they had a shitty DQ finish after about an hour of bad wrestling, and that was it. Then all the bad guys beat him up.
Actually, it wasn't even all of them. Like, three or four of them went to beat him up, and JBL got super kicked, and I think somebody got spine busted.
Shawn went to super kick Dave and hit JBL, and then Dave went to spear Shawn and hit Mark Henry.
Yeah,
and then everyone else was left. Down, And then they eventually shook hands, and Jericho was not happy. He was looking at this screen like I was, with disgust.
Yes. He looked down upon this with displeasure and fury. Yes, and one guy got super kicked, and one guy got speared. The rest of them just said, eh, fuck this, and left. It went forever, and it was bad.
All right, since you're the only fan on the earth of the Johnny Knoxville segment, go for it.
All right, Glamorilla came out. Santino introduced the Honkometer. It is now 64 weeks to 9. He noted that in 1 year's time, he being Santino, I'll be only weeks away. Then he talked about the former champions you could vote for at Cyber Sunday to be the referee, and those being Roddy Piper, Goldust, and, of course, the Honky Tonk Man. And he said they are all former IC champions, and they're also all perverted. And speaking of perverted people, here is Johnny Knoxville. He invited Johnny Knoxville into the ring, and I was confused because I was sure this would be for Kali. And they had a...
Is that what he called him? Johnny Knoxville?
He called him Johnny
Knoxville. All right.
Yes. So he called him into the ring, and they aired some videos that... pictures that were apparently on Knoxville's website about Kali has a small wee-wee and various things like that, and Kali with a giant word balloon going, yeah, and other things. And they brought him into the ring, and Santino and Knoxville talked for a while, and then Knoxville referred to Glamorilla as like two guys or two dudes or something, and so Beth got pissed and went to give him a body slam, and at this point I was confused because I thought he was there to get beat up by Kali, but Beth went to give him a body slam, and we found out Johnny Knoxville doesn't know how to take one because he was just completely dead waiting her, and she kind of dropped him in a sloppy manner, and the fans booed, and it looked bad. So then they left. This gave, however, Hornswoggle a chance to appear, and he jumped up and he hit Knoxville with a tadpole splash because Knoxville had been talking about midgets earlier. And then Chris Pontius, who was one of the other Jackass crew, he got in the ring to help Knoxville out, and out came Big Dick Johnson, who of course stripped to his Speedos and had a jolly dance, except this is Chris Pontius, so he thought this was great fun. So he stripped to his thong and they danced together. Then the Boogeyman came out, and he put worms in Chris Pontius' mouth after laying him out with a crappy clothesline. And after all this, Knoxville got to his feet, and he said, you know, that wasn't that bad. I've been blown up. There's worse stuff than that done to me on the site. The fans at this point were chanting Kali's name, because they all knew what was coming. And, of course, the great Kali came out, and he and Knoxville had a stare down. And Kali started to laugh, and Knoxville started to laugh, and then Knoxville held up his fingers very closely together, indicate Kali's manhood was not all it should be. And so Kali squished his head, and they gave him the tree slam, and we found out Johnny Knoxville does not know how to take bumps because his head bounced in a most painful manner. And fans all cheered, and Kali roared, and then he left, and that was that.
Lame!
I'm sorry you thought so.
Let me think what was good about that segment. Okay, so anyway. Johnny Knoxville looks 100.
He's had a rough life.
There's nothing. The only good thing about this, there was one good thing, and that was when Kali laughed.
Kali laughing was
whenever
great.
Whenever the great Kali laughs, I think that's money. Other than that, this was awful.
Kali laughing and the fans chanting for Kali's name. They couldn't wait for him to come out.
So if you like this, Vince, I presume you loved the Miz and Morrison song and dance with Jillian next.
Love's a little strong. I chuckled once or twice.
That was also horrendously bad.
It was
bad.
Much better than the stuff they did with Crime Time at the announce table the week before.
Vince, the Earth getting sucked into a black hole would be an improvement over that shit at the table. That doesn't count. That's the low point of wrestling in this millennium, right there.
It's those 4 minutes at the announce table.
In fact, it may have been the low point of wrestling I've ever watched in my whole entire life, and I'm fans of those men. That was the most horrible segment ever. So that's not saying much. This was terrible. The only thing, the only thing worse that I can think of than this segment was when Melina used to scream all the time. That was actually worse. So then they had a match, which also was bad. Bad, bad, bad match. The only good thing about it was that Jillian took the Melina role where she screamed, except she screamed in terror as Johnny Nitro was being beaten on. That was funny. That was the only thing. Match sucked. The babyfaces won using a gimmick behind the ref's back. I guess that's cool. And that was the end.
This was, in fact, a filler segment, a complete filler segment. I didn't hate the rap as much as you did. I don't remember. I didn't write down any lines. I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Get me Umaga.
If I only had an Umaga here, Vince, that could get you.
It's not my fault you didn't like the show.
I didn't like the show at all. I'm trying to find I'm trying to get you to explain what was any good about it.
And Brian, you and I have different senses of humor.
A chuckling here and there just, no, we don't, because we watch headlines and the funny ones are funny and the not funny ones are not funny.
That's true.
We have the exact same sense of humor.
Well, clearly we do not, because I didn't hate this. I'm trying to remember anything they said that really made me laugh, but all I know is Mizard referred to himself as the Mizard of Lust.
Maybe it's because they're dorks. That might be it.
That's probably it.
You do appreciate dorks way more than I do.
That's certainly it. There you go, then.
Well, there you go.
I'm a dork. This is a segment for dorks.
Punk and Jericho had a match, which also was bad. And, it wasn't horrible. This may have been the best match on the show.
Sure.
It merely existed. Punk kicked him in the face a few times, so Jericho started blocking with both forearms. Covering his face.
I didn't note that.
That was awesome.
Punk's comeback in this match, we were talking about last week how his kicks look sloppy and out of control. His comeback tonight was very dangerous, and I thought either man may be knocked out at any time.
Yeah.
It was not good. Dave made himself the special ref to screw with Jericho. There were two highlights to this.
The shirt was one of them.
The shirt was one.
Where the fuck did they...
They found the smallest shirt they could find and stretched it over Big Dave's enormous body like he started out as Bruce Banner and turned into the Hulk.
There were tears all over
it. The back was split right down the middle, and the sleeves were also ripped to shreds. Like he started out at 150 pounds and then just flexed and popped up and torn the shirt apart.
That may have been what happened.
That was entirely awesome. And I also liked better when he announced there would be a special referee. And the camera zoomed out and saw him.
This was awesome.
The camera zoomed out and you saw Dave in what was left of a striped shirt, and he just smiled and threw up jazz hands.
He did.
Hello, it's me.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Dave is great.
Yes.
I don't know if I've said that enough of late, but goddamn, Dave's great.
Yes.
A great, 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 great man. Go on.
Well, so they came out and they had their match, and Dave was screwing with Jericho, but not screwing with him so badly that Jericho didn't get the heat on Punk at one point. He yanked him off the middle rope, and Punk took a flat back bump, and things were going along fine, and Dave was counting super slow for Jericho, so Jericho would get pissed off. And finally, Punk made his comeback, and as noted, it started off, Jericho went for his face buster that he uses to set up the Lion Salt, and Punk pushed him into the corner. Jericho took the wacky leaping bump into the corner, and both guys got to their feet, and then both guys just threw a punch simultaneously, and I think Punk may have actually connected, because Jericho stopped, and Punk went through the rest of this comeback and looked like he was just killing him, and also on the verge of falling down, and then eventually Jericho hit the code breaker and made the cover, and Dave just refused to count this time entirely, so Jericho got in his face, so Dave hit the big Dave bomb, and Punk recovered and rolled over and made the pin, and Punk won, so there you go. That was the build for Cyber Sunday.
This show sucked. Let me tell you what else sucked on this show. Michael Cole sucked.
There was a lot of times.
Michael Cole fucking sucks, and he sucked even worse on this show because the Crime Time finish where the heels in the middle of the match grab a gimmick, a gizmo, and they whack the heels behind the ref's back and get the pin, and Michael Cole said, and I quote, impressive. What about that was impressive? This guy's a fucking idiot. And then in the main event, after Dave Batista, the referee, gives Chris Jericho a fucking powerbomb, his finisher, Punk crawls on top for the pin. After Punk had been hit with a cold breaker and he was out, he crawls on top for the pin and Dave does the big count. And Michael Cole says, Punk with a win over Jericho.
Yep.
Bullshit. You fucking suck.
I was actually far more annoyed. There's nothing worse about Michael Cole than when he is covering a comedy segment. Because he has his fake laugh. That's funny, okay? Yes. That I will grant you, that sucks. Although, speaking of sucky things announcers said, when Hoss Hogan came out, you know, real American place, and out comes Charlie Haas in the Hulkamania gear and the fake mustache, and he flexes, and Jerry Lawler says, wow, he's in worse shape than I thought. And within 10 seconds later, he corrected himself, says, wow, he's really gotten in great shape. Because Vince told him, don't bury Charlie Haas.
God. Michael Cole. All these years. How long has Michael Cole been an announcer in WWE?
Like more than a decade.
Jesus.
12 years.
How can you be so bad at your job after so many years?
I don't know.
I was asking you. All right.
I haven't been doing this for a decade yet.
That's true. All right, let's play a song here. And then, may open up the phone. Fucking annoyed.
Ass! Satchel ass!
It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Perfect. A perfect song. All right, we are going to open up the phone lines because we need something to save this show because as much as people, you know, much as people talk about killing the flow, there's no flow here today.
There's nothing to kill.
Raw is so goddamn bad that I need some prank callers to spice this show up. So, we are going live with calls here in just a moment, and we'll talk SmackDown, and then it'll be time for the shout-outs, and then we'll wrap this baby up, and that'll be the end. SmackDown, what do you think?
As noted, a run-of-the-mill, average Friday night SmackDown that left me uninspired about anything in any way, really.
Uninspired about anything in any way.
Yes.
So your average life, an average day in your life.
It rendered me even more apathetic.
Wow, that sucks. All right. What did the show open with? You started out now. I got to get this thing going.
Show opened with Chavo Guerrero and Vicky Guerrero in mid-ring. She was hated again this week. The past month or so, I think she's been less hated, but this crowd hated her bad. And she was in a neck brace and in her wheelchair, and she pointed this out that she had not been, she had been free of this, but the Undertaker had put her back in there, and the fans cheered this. They cheered her crippled state, they cheered the wheelchair, they cheered the neck brace, but then Vicky noted that Big Show had laid out the Undertaker and knocked him out, and as such, she was going to reward him with a title match on this here episode of SmackDown. So, Show came out, and he talked about fighting the Undertaker, and how the fans had been cheering for Undertaker to use his dark powers to lay Show out. And he talked about all the Undertaker's magical abilities, and then he raised his massive right fist and said, "It's nothing compared to this." And he raised his fist, and he just smiled. And it was an awesome, awesome moment. So then he talked about getting his title shot. He said, "Tonight I'm going to win the championship and be the I'll be the new champion." That was Vladimir Kozlov's cue to come out. And he came out here on the show, and at first I was surprised at how little reaction he got, and then it occurred to me, he hasn't actually defeated anyone of any note yet. He's just fought them and beat them up a lot, but he hasn't actually won any matches. So he came out, and basically he challenged the winner of the match, the Triple H Big Show match, and Show pointed out, "Well, there's two things you should know. I'm a giant, and I'm an American." And the fans kind of chanted USA, so now they're casting him as the evil foreigner, the evil Russian, and in a way, making him, he's going to be, if they do that, he's going to be like SmackDown's version of Randy Orton, where he's so evil, even all the other heels hate him.
Show said, "I'm going to give you two reasons you should consider challenging the winner. Number one, a giant, and number one, Show's a giant, and number two, Show's an American." And I thought, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? Is this a U.S. title match? What am I missing? Why should Kozlov reconsider this because he's not an American?
Well, because apparently Americans are badass.
Caller, save this show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Mike Rowe.
Oh, Mike Rowe got through.
Excellent candidate to save the show.
You are here to save the show.
How are you doing tonight?
We're doing horrible, but hopefully you can save this wretched program. You were at Raw tonight.
Yeah, I was at Raw tonight. It was great. Alive.
But... really? Because it sucked on TV.
Well, I can definitely understand that. I guess I just... had low expectations going in, so I enjoyed seeing Santino and Jericho's awesome heel run live. So.
Yeah. Now, what was up with the Shawn Michaels match? Because that match on TV was horrendously bad.
It was. It was horrible live, too. Everybody, the people around me started chanting boring. So.
Well, so did we, actually.
There you go. How about that?
Yes, it was like Shawn Michaels was having a horrible match. I think everyone was really excited for the... idea of Shawn Michaels versus Batista, because it seemed like such a big match, and then they were like, "Oh, it's a lumberjack match," and everybody just deflated.
And then we had a shitty finish on top of that.
Yes, it was quite bad.
Now, was there anything really live that was good on the show? What did you enjoy?
I mean, like I said, I thought Santino's promo was good. And I thought Jericho's sort of interaction with the live crowd during the commercials and stuff was good. And
the best
I
part of Raw happened during the commercial, is what you're saying.
Yes, it was, actually. And then there was a dark match to open the show that sucked. It was William Regal versus D'Lo Brown.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Of all the guys to face Regal, they choose D'Lo Brown?
They did. And, yes, it was bad. And, yeah, Regal won. Yay.
Now, are they on a tour down there in L.A., or where are they going for SmackDown?
They're not doing it in L.A. I think it's in Vegas. I'm not sure
about
that,
right.
Though.
It is in Vegas. You're right. So,
yeah.
So I presume you're not driving out for that one.
No, though, actually, I was in Vegas this past weekend, but not doing anything fun. I was actually out there volunteering for Obama, so.
Really?
That doesn't sound like fun. You're right.
But I did go on the Strip, though, and so that was a good time. So.
Well, that is always a good time to go out there
exactly.
on the Strip.
Well, and Mike, then after the show, they did a dark tag match with Ray and Ray and Batista against Jericho and Kane.
Oh, so the usual dark match they've been doing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Was that the best match of the show?
I wouldn't really call any of the matches on the show that great. So.
Now, what have you been doing of late, there, Mike?
Well, I'm working in public radio. Just been hanging out here in L.A., doing my wacky political stuff, and trying to get to know the world of Los Angeles.
Wacky political stuff, you say?
Everybody I know is in some sort of entertainment business thing. I have a friend right now who's a script supervisor on the new Fox show, all that stuff. So.
Wow.
So, yeah, L.A. really is like everybody thinks it is. So.
Are you still doing stuff with a torch? Are you going to get fined for appearing on this show?
Me and my usual co-host have been having scheduling issues the last few weeks, so I guess I just need to talk to somebody, but anyway.
That's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Well,
so,
that's
how
exciting.
How you guys been doing?
Well, we're doing fine. We're doing much better now that we've actually got to talk to a normal human being with joy in their voice. That's been great.
Have you had unnormal human beings on before?
No, you're the first call tonight.
Not in this room, no.
No. It's just me and Vince yelling at each other all night and talking about a show we hated, so.
Well, that sounds like a good show. I like listening to you guys angry.
This is the show for you, then.
Excellent.
So, we need something to spice it up.
Raw tonight was worth being angry about, so.
Well, anything else there, Mike, before we let you go?
No, nothing big. Just had fun live, and I just couldn't believe that the Boogeyman was back.
We couldn't either.
Yeah, I assumed that he was going to be let go at some point, but I guess not. So,
well,
anyway.
Third time's a charm here, I guess.
Yeah,
so.
And then he'll maybe a fourth time. So.
Well, Mike, have you ever come back up here in Seattle? Give us a call, and we'll go do something.
Yeah, I'm coming back up for the holidays, so maybe I'll say hi to you guys then.
All right, we'll get a pay-per-view or something.
All right, cool.
There's one in December. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
Armageddon or TNA or something. So.
Sure, something like that. All right, well, thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, see ya. That saved the show right there. Way to go, Mike Rowe.
You feel better now?
I do, a little bit. But now we have to go back to SmackDown, which ruins my day.
Indeed.
Brie Bella and Natty was horrible.
It was really bad, and it also looked heavily edited. So live, I cannot imagine what a disaster this was.
Brie is so green, it's ridiculous. And after
all this, their first three or four spots were all heavily edited, and then Natalya just whipped out the spitting lariat and just killed her.
Yep.
So that was a great moment.
Anyway, Brie won with the switcheroo. The midget got involved, and they still don't know what the hell's going on, the announcers. But they have an idea, but they won't say what it is. So already they're doing a better job keeping their credibility than Michael Cole. And we had Truth meeting with Funaki. They did some comedy.
Sweet God, this was horrible.
Kung Fu Naki. And then Truth saying Kung Fu Fighting with Kung Fu Naki. And this was not the promo I was waiting for the Truth to cut.
No, that's for sure. This is a promo where they said, you guys are going to cut this promo here. And I know both guys read the script and said, this is offensive and not funny. Well, fuck it. And they just did their best they could with what they were given. But my God, it sucked.
Jeff was chummy with Triple H, but then said, I expect you to lose tonight, but either way, I'm challenging the winner. R-Truth and Shelton in a non-title match that R-Truth won. Not a very good match, and some awkward spots. It was not Truth's best night, and he won with a tilt-a-whirl into a cradle, and that was that.
Yeah, there was not a lot of heat for this, and the end result was... you're right. Truth looked sloppy tonight, and it was just okay.
The best was the corkscrew elbow that nearly killed both guys, and of course they had to show a replay.
Why? Well, they almost landed head-to-head.
MVP and Jeff Hardy, which was all right. They are now turning MVP into a double loser. Not only is he having a losing streak, but now the storyline is he needs one more win to get a bonus. So not only does he lose, he fails every single time he's in the ring.
Yes.
Jeez, just cut the guy. Just cut the guy or something.
He has also stolen Festus' headbutts to a downed opponent, and it looks even dumber when he does it. And I believe for the first time in the show, this match featured the Gregory Helms cut-in comment with, I'm just saying, these things have to go. They're terrible.
He buried MVP, though. That was fun.
He did say MVP, where the P stands for please win a match. Yeah. I'm just saying, but God, they're dumb.
Well, what can you do? So then the finish, since MVP's in the doghouse, Jeff made a comeback and then just won. There were no near falls. There was no back and forth action.
He had his usual corner dropkick where he's got the guy down in the corner and he kind of pendulums into a dropkick to the chest. Then he did another one to MVP's back. That looked like a suck. Sucked. And then he hit the senton. And then out came Vladimir Kozlov, and they went face to face, and Kozlov laid him out. And he laid him out with the big flying, with a headbutt where Hardy flies to him and he headbutts him. And then he just kind of roared and then snapped his head back and glared at Hardy. And I thought, that was cool right there.
Then we had the Colons, Jesse and Festus.
There's also a Kazarni promo.
Oh, Christ, I don't even want to talk about that.
You don't like Kazarni?
No, I refuse to even acknowledge that it exists, and I hope they just stop it right now.
I see.
I'm convinced it was horrible.
It was not good.
Jesus, it was bad. Just everybody go to YouTube if you really care and type it in. Ryan Braddock, Edge Geeks, and Kenny Dykstra lost to the Colons, Jesse and Festus. It was very short, nothing to it. Seen a video
package. Jesse, this entire match, hit one dive.
Yeah. Seen a video package, yip-de-doo. Great Khali against Bolo. You know, it's funny. I was in the audience. God bless Bolo. Really nice guy. But I was in the audience watching Tulalip Championship Wrestling this past weekend, and somebody sitting next to me, who was not, in fact, you, turned to me and said, from SmackDown TV to refereeing at Tulalip Championship Wrestling, how the mighty have fallen. And I thought, well, that's not very nice, but it was true. Although he did work the opener. And he was the smartest guy in this SmackDown match because all three men squared off against Great Khali, but then Bolo and one of the other dudes just got the hell out of there.
Yes.
And then the other dude got chopped and pinned.
He got chopped and pinned. This is the best squash ever. Khali beat three men, two of them by pure intimidation.
All three should have run. And he would have just won by count out.
By forfeit?
Yeah, because they were just too scared once they actually saw him up close.
Sure.
So, anyway, that was that.
Then Khali held the kiss cam, and the normal kiss
this
cam...
This had to be a rib.
In the normal kiss cam, they just find couples in the crowd and have them kiss. In the Khali version, they find girls in the crowd, and the winner gets to come into the ring and get a kiss from the Great Khali. So, they showed one girl, and they showed another girl, and then they had their winner.
Now, here's the key. Let me explain this.
All right.
Poor Khali's in the ring. I swear to God, this had to be a rib. Khali's in the ring for the kiss cam, and they start finding girls in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
First girl's real hot. Second girl's real hot. And then they find the giant fat girl.
Third girl's not so hot.
And, of course...
I would like to point out that on our last show, I discussed the ugly fans in the crowd in ECW. Here's an example of one of them.
Vinny, come on now. This beautiful woman, I'm sure. So they pulled her into the ring, and Great Khali was just looking everywhere else except at her.
And laughing.
He had an absurd grin on his face, and he was making a throat-slitting gesture.
as if to say, cut
this
the
is bullshit right now.
Go to the back.
So anyway, they asked her how much she weighed, and she said, a lot. That was nice. And then Khali was told to kiss her. He balked for a long, long time, and then finally bit the bullet and did it. And I thought, you poor fucker, they are going to fuck with you till the very end.
He kissed her, and upon release from this embrace, he thrust both fists in the air and screamed, yeah! And I thought, that was great right there. That was awesome.
Then they announced Hardy versus Kozlov, and Kozlov did a promo saying he would crush Hardy and break him in half. Yippee.
That was effective.
Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Decca.
Decca, what's going on?
Nothing. First, I just want to say that the Great Khali doing comedy segments is a dream come true for me.
It is very good. Why is it a dream come true?
Is there a second thing you have to say?
I apologize for that dead air.
Vinny does it all the time.
Yes,
it's true.
All right, what's number two?
Number two was just a reflection from the great Iron Sheik roast this weekend.
Yeah.
Virgil is everywhere. This fucking dude, if you're in the bar and you turn around, he'll be in front of you, and then 2 minutes later, you'll be outside, he'll come up to you, and then 2 minutes later, you'll be in the lobby, he'll be around. He just walks wherever he is, just all around.
So, Deca, did you go to the roast?
Yes.
Jesus, buddy, well, give us the update.
You posted my
Oh, that's right, that was you that sent that in. Well, give us an update here on the air.
Okay, on the air. We had a group of crazy wrestlers readying for a convention. Kayfabe commentaries held a roast for the Sheik, and Scott Hall, not looking quite as fat as he did several months ago, but still quite poorly, came in about a half hour in with WCW mainstay jobber Jim Powers, looking quite jacked.
What a crew.
And Scott, instead of just doing the decent thing because there's a show going on and grabbing a fucking seat, Scott decided he was going to stand up and kind of look out at the crowd and smile. Well, this drunk group of wrestling and non-wrestling fans, because there were a lot of Howard Stern fans there, start chanting Razor. And soon enough, that comedian makes the career fell faster than Owen Hart joke. Scott jumps up over a table. I was told that some of the audio equipment got knocked down. Charges to the stage and grabs the guy by his throat. Later, the guy told me that Scott apparently does not cut his nails because one almost dug into his throat. Bunch of guys pulled him off. Scott sat down. I went outside. About 10, 15 minutes later, there were 6 to 8 cop cars in the hotel parking lot. I ran inside, told Scott, one of the bodyguards or whatever that was around Scott, that they needed to get him the hell out of there. They hit him in the bathroom. The cops came in. We all told them that there was no altercation, everything was fine, and they left. Then Scott picked up a rat and went back to his room, and the night went on from there.
You know, when I first heard about the Scott Hall deal, and I heard the comment the comedian made, and I heard that Scott throttled him, you kind of think, wow, Scott really comes off as a babyface in this situation. And then you hear more about it, and you realize, well, maybe not so much.
There are no winners here, is
no,
the real story.
No, it was a bunch of losers, in fact.
He was trying to steal Sheiky's heat.
Oh, and Sheiky was not happy.
Yeah, I hear Sheik had a rebuttal.
He did have a rebuttal. We'll actually play that here in a moment. But
I'm so happy for that.
Yeah, Sheik was none too happy. But overall, did you have a fun time there, Deca?
Yes, and the other note is that I realized probably my favorite Sheiky. And it's just when Sheiky has obviously smoked some very nice marijuana and is calm, but he gets angry. So it'll be like, Nikolai Volkov, no good cheap juice, son of a bitch. Ha, ha, ha. And it's always golden.
Now, let me ask one more question before we let you go here.
Yes.
What happened with Sheiky and Brian Blair?
Ah, at the end of it, Brian Blair reached out a hand in forgiveness and kindness to Sheiky.
Sure, bury
and
the hatchet.
Sheiky stole it for a little bit, looked at him, fucking wound up and slapped that man in the face.
Wow.
And as I said on the board, it was the slap equivalent of sodomy.
Jesus.
Well,
I know that B. Brian Blair was legitimately not very happy about that, so apparently the feud continues.
Ah, good. There is much money to be made.
Well, at least he didn't suplex him, put him in the camel clutch, break his back, and then fuck his ass.
Well, maybe that may be to come.
Well, Brian, before I go...
before he lets us go.
As long as you are going to play Sheiky's latest rant, if you have Sheiky wants some medicine on the drop board, please play it. It is a favorite of mine.
I may try and play that after a while here.
Thank you very much, Brian. Have a good night. You and Vince. Oh, and Vince as well, of course.
That's right.
Gracias.
Thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate it. That was Deca, everybody. And as promised, let's see what the Iron Sheik had to say about Scott Hall the day after the incident. Might help if I turn the goddamn sound up. Here we go.
How you doing, wrestling fans? This is the Mannequin from YouTube, and look who I have with me. It's no BS, it's ESS. And we're here with the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov, and my number one man who puts all the stuff here on YouTube. So thank you for putting all our stuff and taking everything off of everybody's DVDs and making sure that they don't make any money because they see it all on YouTube. But thank you very much. So, Sheiky baby, what do you got to say?
But first of all, don't talk normal. Don't get excited. Don't talk like jabroni. Fuck, half and half. Second, I want to say, I have a lot of respect for my countrymen. Money, and money was there. Kevin Nash, okay. You make a fool of... Scott Hall, you make a fool of yourself. And Nicola was over there, myself. We can beat the fuck out of you. And the reason we didn't do it, because respect for my Rose and respect for Mr. Bob Backlund. But I want to let you know, what was his name again?
Scott Hall.
Razor Ramon. He make me so fucking mad, I don't even give a fuck about your name. I mean, Scott Hall, soon or late, I make you worse than Bram Blair. I have a lot of respect for Bram Blair. I slap his face. Wow. He deserves it. But I want to let you know, you are number one in my target. Soon or late, I'm going to get even with you. 20 years ago, Kevin Nash, your partner, no, and Seth Savage's, no, Atlanta, Georgia. I was a tiger. If you get a smart with me 20 years ago, I suplex you, I put you in the camel clutch, I break your back, and I fuck your ass. I make you humble. But soon or late, you are my target. You want to get a smart with me? You are fucking punk. Piece of shit. Fuck you. And sooner or late, I get even with you. Have a good day. Go fuck yourself.
Wow. The best part of Iron Sheik's rant right there is sitting calmly next to him is Nikolai Volkov.
It's just another day for him.
He's just sitting there, just staring off, listening to Sheik do his complete rant, and he doesn't even acknowledge it in any way.
My new favorite Sheikyism is sooner or late.
Yes, sooner or late. All right, let's recap the end of SmackDown. Take some final calls and do some shout-outs here. Where the fuck is my report, God damn it?
Just the main event. It was Triple H versus The Big Show.
I don't remember anything about it.
It was a very run-of-the-mill...
It was vanilla.
Yeah. It was Triple H slowly working down the Giant, and first Big Show wasn't selling anything, and then he sold a little bit more, and then Hunter got a sleeper, and Show stayed in that for a while.
We had
and
neck cranks, yep, sleeper
yep.
holds.
Sure.
This was retarded.
And then Hunter finally went for the pedigree, and Big Show turned it into a Celtic cross, stealing Finley's finisher. And then he ended up hitting a choke slam, and he prepped Big Show for the rabbit punch to the back of the head that would have killed him. And then the Undertaker's dong went off. And the Undertaker came out, and he kept brawling with Big Show, and the lights kept turning back on and back off, and Undertaker would just still be there. That was kind of strange.
That was the end.
And then Kozlov and Hardy came out, and the babyfaces teamed up and sent him packing, and they were sitting there staring Kozlov down, daring him to get back in the ring, and he decided not to, and so Jeff turned to Hunter and hit him with a twist of fate, laid him out. And the fans all went, boo! Because Jeff was a dick here.
So next week, it's Jeff versus Kozlov. I don't have high hopes for the show. Bound for Glory, everybody. Best show this week. By a wide margin.
Yes, actually.
Well, actually, Ultimate Fighter, but that doesn't really count. As far as pro wrestling goes, Raw was horrible this evening. SmackDown was boring. Impact was... what was Impact? I don't even remember.
It was good by Impact standards, but not as good as Bound for Glory.
It was all right by Impact standard, because prior to the week before, there had been two good weeks. I can actually remember these things. We had two good weeks of Impact, we had a horrible Impact, and then we had an average Impact. And we had Bound for Glory. So anyway, if those of you wondering what you should watch this week, if you haven't watched anything, Bound for Glory. That's the answer. All right, kids. It is figure4online.com/WrestlingObserver.com. We're about to read some shout-outs here. If you sign up, you get a free shout-out. If you're listening to this for free, it is one of about 15 shows that are posted on the site every week. We do 2 to 3 Brian and Vinny shows. We do 3 Wrestling Observer shows with Dave Meltzer and a ton of other radio shows as well, covering both MMA and pro wrestling. We cover the history of wrestling with Carl Stern. We cover independent wrestling with Dr. Keith. We cover Japan and such with the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare. And we cover MMA with Tough Talk. with Oliver Comp and Mike Sawyer, and Five Star Radio with Mike Coughlin. All of these shows available for free if you subscribe. So it's not really free. But if you subscribe,
good though.
You subscribe, you get full access to all those shows. And you also get access to the archives. Every show, every newsletter, you get both the Observer and Figure Four. Most of you, I'm sure, have heard of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, and hopefully Figure Four as well if you're on this site listening right now. But you get the brand new issues every week. You get all the back issues. You get the archives. There are literally thousands and thousands of hours of audio. Thousands of, I don't even know how many newsletters we have up, but hundreds and hundreds of newsletters, back issues, and current issues. It's all available as a subscriber. It's only $9.99 per month. If you have a commute, if you go to the gym, if you have anything and you just like to listen to audio, God, there's so much audio here. There's so much audio that that most people, even the real hardcores, can't even keep up with everything.
We have gotten complaints about having too much stuff.
Yeah, so you can't go wrong with your $9.99, essentially. And as noted, if you sign up, you get a free shout-out. Going to read some of those, going to take a couple of calls, going to play a last song, and then we'll wrap it up. So let's get moving. This shout-out here is from Ed. What's up, Chico and Vinny? I just want to plug my last show, which had an interview with WWE superstar Evan Bourne, someone that you yourself could never get as a guest. In fact, someone that no show on this site could get. As long as he doesn't get in any trouble for doing the show, Evan will be dropping in from time to time. Also, the week beforehand, we had a great interview with ROH superstar Roderick Strong with cameos with Colt Cabana and Evan in the background. And don't forget the show we did with Buddy Wayne that was better than any show that Brian has ever done with him. How dare you, Ed?
Wow.
Ed's getting a big head here. I need for board members TDW865, Sitting Still, and JNB Cigars to check their PMs if they're still going to Vegas for the big fight. Also, anyone else that plans to go to Vegas for the fight, please PM me for dinner plans. Also, guys, when do I get my Battlestar Galactica review? It was the only thing I asked of you for planning the whole convention. And Vinny, while you were at Chico's, grab a copy of the battle and send it to me since it was the only thing I asked for from the first trip. That's the end.
Ed, like us, was in a bad mood this week.
Ed needs to smoke a little here or something, because he's angry.
I don't think Ed's a smoker. I could be mistaken.
Well, we'll see. Little nicotine here and there, you know. Calms a man down. Ed, we'll do what we can, buddy. I am coming to Vegas. I'll try and remember to bring something. And we had Bret Hart on last week. Who needs Evan Bourne? Don't get me started, Ed. All right, this is from Train13. Guys, fairly new member here, cashing in on the shout-out. Big shout-out to Anchor. All caps. That's how I knew him. Who I knew from the old The Wrestling Channel forum, where I went under the screen name Blake Norton is my dad. That suggests Blake Norton has had sex, which we all know is incorrect. Me and him were the SCW Tag Team Champions at TWCF. Surprised to see my former teammate has become such a big honcho over here. I tried to talk to him on MSN. He ignored me. You've been ignored by Anchor, my friend. Fail.
I don't even know where to start.
One last shout out to Kelly Cobalt. She's my new favorite chick that I secretly like. Keep up the good work. That disturbs me, young man. But many things do on this website. So what
many
can you
things
do?
About that shout out disturb me.
Caller, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Ryan, SmackDown reviewer.
Ryan, what's going on?
I feel like I can barely hear you.
Well, we'll try and yell. What's going on?
Not so much. You did the SmackDown show already?
We did. It was horrible.
No, it was awesome.
Not as bad as Raw, though.
It was awesome.
What would you think of the show?
Well, I got a question for you, all right?
All right.
Are you going to start hating on Festus when he starts banging Maria?
We didn't talk about that, actually, but yes, in the
E-Man,
she was there doing the ring announcing, and they're doing George D. and Elizabeth with Festus and Maria.
Yeah.
I can't hate Festus.
if
he starts throwing bad kicks, I may, but not at this point.
Or how far do you think they're going to go with it?
Well, I don't know, because they start and stop so many angles that I have no idea what... You know what I mean? They start some angles and they go all the way, and then other angles they start and they forget about it a week later. Like I'm hoping they do with Kazarni. But I guess we'll see.
Now I think I got this whole thing worked out in my head. All right.
All right.
Eventually she's gonna be the one who tames Festus. She's gonna tame the animal within him. So it's gonna lead to the end of the bell ringing gimmick. and then eventually she's going to turn on him, and then he's just going to go kill her evil heel. It's going to be awesome.
So he'll no longer be retarded?
No, he'll be, like, normal. Like, he'll be, like, comatose Festus for a little, but then eventually she'll turn on him, and then he'll just go crazy.
Well, the only problem that I see with this plan...
I see a huge one, personally.
Well, what's your problem?
I think if the hot chick dumps the ugly guy, the fans will connect with him, and they'll want to cheer him. They won't want to boo him.
No, he's just going to go crazy. Not going to cheer him.
He's just going to go nutty?
Yeah.
The flaw that I see in this plan is when Eugene was retarded, I thought, okay, this is the easiest angle in the world. At some point, Nick Dinsmore freaks out and he says, God damn it, I'm not a retard. I am Nick Dinsmore, and he becomes a killer heel, which... he was just at the Tulalip Championship Wrestling Show on Saturday night, and he's still retarded to this day.
I have to say, that angle is still quite a ways down the road.
So that never happened. We're still waiting for it.
What if he's not crazy retarded? What if he just goes crazy and... I mean, what if he is crazy retarded instead of being normal? So the fans have no way to cheer him?
It's possible. You never know what people will get behind. Like people.
That is true.
People cheered Triple H, and I have no idea why.
Triple H isn't as bad as people say.
Well, he's portrayed on TV as, like, the biggest prick.
Yeah, maybe. What do you think about the choice of putting Kozloff in the match instead of just putting him in as a three-way?
Well, it may be a three-way.
Yeah, maybe a three-way. Yeah,
I'm not going to vote that.
I will say that of the three options, Jeff versus Hunter in a singles match would be the one I personally would vote for.
It is a baffling question why they would... Why would anyone not vote for Triple H and Jeff after No Mercy? Why would people see that awesome match and go, you know what we need to do is add this big fucker to it?
We need a clumsy Russian.
That's sweetie.
They gotta build new guys, though.
Well, sure, but why would fans possibly vote for that match?
I'd vote for it because I want to see Kozloff in there.
Didn't you just say you wouldn't vote for it, though?
What?
No, he said fans wouldn't vote for it.
I see. Okay.
But you personally would vote for it, right?
Oh, yeah. I've voted multiple times for it. Go crazy with it?
Really?
You know, it's $1 a vote.
Huh?
It's $1 a vote. You can vote as many times as you want.
Money is not an object when you want Kozloff in the match. Now, any final thoughts before we let you go here tonight, Ryan?
I have sort of a long-winded thing about that, what Dave wrote in the Observer a while ago about why people don't watch wrestling.
All right, well, let's hear it real quick.
Well, it's just, I don't know, like, I love SmackDown every week and everything. I don't even watch ECW. I don't know. I feel like maybe I let my standards down, and that's why people like me are still fine with the product.
But for your average person, they have not lowered their standards, and so the product sucks, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, basically, if you like wrestling, like I've been watching since like 1990 when I was a kid. I mean, I don't think it's as bad now as it was like 3 years ago. Like, remember when fucking Tatanka was on SmackDown?
There was that time.
This is what I said the other day on the show, and I will reiterate it here one more time. I can watch Raw, well, not this week. This is a bad week. This is why I said this last week. I can watch No Mercy. I can watch Raw most weeks. I can watch SmackDown most weeks. And when the show's over, I sit there and I think, you know, that was a good show. No Mercy was a fucking great show. And Raw and SmackDown of late have had good shows. Even ECW's had good shows. However, I don't care. Like, I never sit there when the show's over and it's like, that was a great show. I can't wait until next week. I'm always like, that's a great show. And that's it. That's all I think.
Delete recording and move on with your life.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't have this passion for it like I used to because, I mean, the shows can be great, but there's no reason to care about anything, really.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not really. I don't think I'd say I'm passionate about it. But I mean, it's still two guys like pretending to fight every week. Still pretty awesome to me. I don't really care about it that much.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call today, and fine work on the SmackDown reviews, young man.
All right, thanks.
All right, I really appreciate it. That was Ryan, our SmackDown reviewer there. That was a question we asked quite a while. Why do people not care about wrestling anymore? I don't know who this is from. But it's a rather sad shout-out, and there's no backstory to it. I'm just going to read it. The students in white remember you, and the teachers cry, even ones that didn't know you. Juniors, seniors, sophomores, and freshmen all cry, and all of them still trying to find out why. Your friends and your enemies today share the same view. Christian Lozano, we all miss you. Rest in peace, Christian Lozano.
Wow.
Apparently he passed away.
That's horrible.
And there's a shout-out here on the program for him, so.
Okay. Well, God bless his friends and family.
This is from John in Michigan. Brian and Vinny, I came today to give a shout-out to a fine, fine man. I've just returned from a two-week, 3,136-mile road trip vacation, and every mile was spent listening to the Brian and Vinny Rewind shows from May 2006 to December 2007, done by Cotrere.
Yes.
Thanks, Chris, for all the hard work you put into those. They are awesome. That's from John in Michigan.
Cotrere is a great human being.
He's a fabulous man. All right.
Just weeded out the moments of funniness on these waste of time we call the Brian and Vinny show and compiled them.
All right, we're going to read two more. We'll take one more call and wrap it up. This is from Banks316. Now, before I read...
there's a tone in your voice that I'm not sure how to take.
Well, let me just read the first part, and then I'll explain. Guys, I've been a member for a few months now. I'd like to use my free shout-out at this time. Just want to give props to all the hard work you guys put in. Keep up the good work. Also want to give love to my girlfriend, Ashley, who just moved in with me. She hates wrestling, so hopefully after she hears this, she will let me watch Raw, ECW, TNA, and SmackDown. Right now, I'm only allowed two shows per week. Oh, Banks.
Buddy, thanks after... never mind.
Ashley, I'm sure you're a beautiful woman. I'm not going to finish this here.
Just wish them luck.
The word allowed there screams future divorce. No offense, you people.
Well, it screams that if you think she's going to allow more, then that's... very rarely the way it works.
Whenever I hear allow, I just, the alarms go off in my head. Anyway, he says he wants to give a quick fuck you bot to the following in no particular order. Now, here's the part I have to alert everybody to. I'm just going to count the words here. I'm going to count the words in the shout outs. There are 435 names, apparently.
That's too long.
No.
No?
I am not going to read all of these, Banks. I will read the first four lines, and you guys can fill in the rest. Coleslaw, norms, the cursive Z, adapters, cars, feet, regionalization, pasta salad, automatic updates, jaywalking, borrowing, day two of the NFL draft, the Greek alphabet, watching Chicago sports teams, goldfish, butter knives, VMW ware, receipts, cooking, Sprint TV, delegates, moments of silence, dustpans, St. Paddy's Day, QuickTime format, smartphones. That's it.
That's all. The end of the fuck-offs.
There are...
more. Just say more.
388 after that.
I see.
I ain't reading them. I think that's all, but if I can think of any others, I'll let you know.
We eagerly await.
Did you read
them
all?
That's a lie, by the way. Don't send any more.
That should be good for a few laughs. No, I didn't. All right. Last one here. This is from Cav. Just dropping you a line to say, great arses of fire. Hopefully that grabbed your attention. So I just wanted to say a hoi hoi to you both, and thanks for the audio content. Couldn't have imagined during my commute to work, or doing my commute to work, without your B&V shows. Definitely softened the blow of heading to work on cold mornings driving in the rain. Likewise, your shows have kept me in the loop when I haven't been able to see any wrestling UFC. The podcast helped me keep sane on a 24-hour flight to Australia. And I will also be listening to your podcast when I'm traveling in Vietnam and Cambodia in a few weeks.
Holy crap.
I will spread the word of F4W like it was the good book itself. Say hello to Granny for me. That's from Slon Leet.
That was a much better shout-out.
That's a great name, by the way. Slon Leet. All right. Caller, you're the main event here on the show today. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Whoa, the main event. That's a lot of pressure. I'm Brendan from Kansas.
Brendan, what's going on? What are you doing up this late?
Just a little bit of homework, actually, but... kind of like your guys' weather in the neck of the woods. It's been raining all day, so it's kind of...
Now, what grade are you in? What homework are you doing?
I was actually rewriting an art history paper.
And are you in high school or college?
I am a senior in college, actually.
Excellent, okay.
Well, there you go.
I don't mind keeping college kids awake. If I was keeping high school kids up, I'd actually feel kind of guilty.
It's only 3:30 in the morning.
2:30.
No, 2:30. So what's going on?
Oh, not a lot. I was watching Raw night, and... Great Khali came on, and my roommate, every time he sees the Great Khali, he's not a regular viewer of wrestling, but he always makes mention of the Khali's enormous chin. And then it's kind of, this conversation's burned out to, man, what if the Khali replaced Jay Leno and had his own talk show? And I thought that'd be the greatest thing ever.
Well.
I can't argue with that.
Well, I guess Conan is replacing Jay Leno here very, very soon, unfortunately. But perhaps down the road there will be an opening.
Well, I mean, we could always start a petition, try to get the Kali in there. But
I would like to see Kali host jaywalking.
Yeah, well, I don't think Kali would know the answers himself, so that might be kind of
that's
wrong,
also
but...
true. Or headlines would also be great with the great Kali.
I can't think of anything on a talk show that would not be great with the great Kali.
What about in the year 2000 with Conan with the great Kali?
That wouldn't work, though, because they shine the flashlights up from the bottom and his chin would just block out all the light.
It would.
His
There'd
face would be black. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a bad idea. Yeah. What do you think of Raw tonight?
I thought it was pretty average, but, you know, I like the main event. You know, Batista getting his revenge back from last week.
And sure, exactly, yeah.
The lumberjack match wasn't too bad because they actually had a couple of decent lumberjacks out there.
Name one.
Paul Virgil.
Oh, Randy Orton was out there.
What's that?
Vince wanted you to name a good lumberjack.
Well, as in star power or just as in a chopping wood?
What?
Well, chopping?
Oh, as in actual tearing down trees and harvesting lumber?
Mark Henry would probably be pretty good at that. I mean, he is pretty strong.
Mark Henry would be a great lumberjack.
Powerful back, yes.
Yes.
But, I mean, JBL was out there, and he had the...
That's true.
Third generation stable. I thought those guys are pretty big. The one thing that bothered me was the Randy Orton promo. I didn't understand that at all. I mean, second week in a row, he comes out pretty much wanting absolutely nothing to do with this company.
Didn't you know, it was funny, because I thought that when he was out there for the lumberjack match. He looked like the last place on the earth he wanted to be was out there with a bunch of geeks being a lumberjack, and I can't blame him.
Yeah, well, other than that, I mean, Santino's gold once again, and I thought that entire Jackass segment went off pretty well, as long as they don't bring those guys back for a match or something.
It was much better than the last Jackass segment where Umaga was beating up Steve-O and Steve-O was laughing.
That is true. I will give you that. So, all right, anything else before we let you go?
That's all I got.
All right, well, thanks very much for calling today. A fine job in the main event.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you after a while. All right, everybody, we're going to wrap it up today with a song, and...
then we're going to watch headlines.
Yeah, then we are going to watch headlines, which unfortunately will not be hosted. Oh, God. When's baseball season start?
Baseball?
Yeah.
It's ending right now.
Is it?
About 2 weeks to go.
I could play my entire rant on baseball from that one day. I'm going to save that for next season. Don't let me forget.
Brian. I'll remember for March.
When March comes around, I want to play that entire rant and get a whole new generation of baseball fans hating me. That's my goal. All right, what haven't we played in a long time? What did he want me to play?
I forget.
Oh, Bad Medicine.
Yes. Sheehy's version of Bad Medicine, yes.
Yeah, well.
It is a great one.
I don't know if I have that one. Let's go to the very top here and just play whatever I come to.
A brilliant idea.
These are all the... Oh, that was a problem. I was like, what stones in my pathway? But that's one of the entrance songs we've got on the show. All right. Let's see. This is awesome radio. What a way to finish the show.
Why bother?
All right, here we go.
Don't tell my ass! Satchel ass!
I just don't think you'd understand. And if you tell my
ass,
my eggy
satchel ass,
he might blow up and kill his man.
That was worth the wait.
You picked a winner. That's one of my favorites.
All right, everybody.
Achy,
we're out of
satchel
here.
Ass.
We're out of here for the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Figure 4 Daily.
Ta-ta.